It's a joy and a blessing to be among you today, and let us always say, as David said in Psalm 122, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And that's not, I'm not just saying that because I love Union Church. I do love Union Church, but I love to assemble with the saints and worship, and I'm going to say a brief message on that topic. I'm trying to focus my studies on the doctrines of the church and the meat of the things that you need to know, but I'm going to delve into more of the practical and emotional with this message. I'm going to read the first four verses of Psalm 51. It's a very humbling psalm. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Now this is a psalm that David cries out to God following his great sin with Bathsheba. And I think every child of God has reached a point in their life where they look back on the things they have done and said, they're just so grievous. My sins are so black and awful. And how could God forgive someone like me? I've been there plenty of times, and I've come to this psalm as just a psalm of prayer and of outpouring to God. And I've noticed some things here. It's just an asking for mercy. It's not an asking for pardoning or release of punishment. It's just having mercy to get through another day and just not to punish me so severely. Just have mercy on me and keep me going. For I acknowledge my transgression, there's accountability, and that's something that is severely lacking in today's culture, I think, with just the multitude of opinions and pride that is being encouraged in our day, to acknowledge your sins and also to acknowledge that against thee have I sinned. You know, we can sin against others, and we shouldn't sin against them. You know, if we offend even one of his little ones, it'd be better for us if a millstone was wrapped around our neck and we were plunged to the bottom of the sea. There is a way you can sin against others, but ultimately God is the judge that you've sinned against. And I think this is an important message. It's especially coming up on our communion time, and that we're going to assemble here next week. I admonish all the members here, as well as any members that might not have made it out today listening online, please come be with us for that service. We've all missed Sunday services. Please don't miss that one. We need to assemble with the saints, and keep in mind 1 Peter 2:5. You don't have to turn there. But ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, we're alive here. We are alive and worshiping and offering spiritual sacrifices to God. And if you remember in the Old Testament, any time that a sacrifice is made unto God, there's a sweet-smelling savor in the air, almost like cooking your favorite meal and smelling it from a mile away. It was probably even greater in the sight of God to get that sacrifice. How much better is our sacrifice with our hearts and with our minds and with our bodies as a living sacrifice here in the temple of God? I like how it calls us lively stones. We make this church. You know, the equipment that was used to build this building, the brick, the mortar, the paint, the windows, the wood, that can't be alive, and we are. There is a purpose for us being here. It's not a social club. It's not it is fellowship, and we like seeing one another, but it's done for a direct purpose, and that is to glorify and honor and worship God and symbolize the body of Christ in person, in this little community of Roswell, wherever you may meet. Now, you know, and when I look at Psalm 51 and I look at the humility that this passage talks about, I'd like to admonish in love, if any members have a conflict with one another, I'd recommend, if any members have aught against one another, you settle that outside of church before you come into worship. That's my loving advice. Because you don't want to come into the worship and the assembling of the saints with a grudge in your heart. And I will say that I have no grudges against anybody here. I love all you dearly, and we're all on good terms. And if anyone has aught against me, please see me after church, and we can resolve that before we come back into the meeting next week, and particularly to take the Lord's Supper. When we take the Lord's Supper, we think of his death and the whipping and scourging and the crown of thorns and the moment where he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost and said, it is finished. We reflect on his death, and we know that we deserve that death for our sins. It sounds like a horror movie, and I'm not trying to make it that way, especially the Sunday before Halloween, but it's horrific to think about. It's humbling to think about the gravity and sincerity of his death. We know what happened after his burial and resurrection, but the communion's also a time to remember his death and take of the bread, which is his body, which symbolizes his body. It doesn't become his body, it symbolizes his body, and the cup of wine that symbolizes his blood. And let us remember that all throughout our week, not just when we take the literal elements. But to wrap up, I pray for forgiveness and mercy for myself and for my fellow children of God. I ask for mercy among one another and humility before God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And let us go to him in prayer. Lord, we're thankful for this time of assembly. We're thankful for your many mercies upon us. We pray for our church and for the kingdom of God. We pray for forgiveness and for comfort for those that are struggling and have upcoming appointments and surgeries and you know, things of that nature. And we ask that you would be with them and guide them in their walk, and that we all might be led to walk in newness of light and to be holy as you are holy, Lord, to the best of our ability and with all humbleness of mind and heart and strength. And we continue to pray for your forgiveness of our many sins. In your great name, Jesus Christ, the King, the Savior and divinely appointed King, we pray. And amen.
Amen.